Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. BJP expands its footprint in Northeast, sweeps along with IPFT in left bastion Tripura, while Nagaland and Meghalaya return hung assemblies. PM expresses happiness over Northeast becoming part of country's developmental journey, says today's results have reduced the Congress to a historic low. BJP President Amit Shah describes poll outcomes as an endorsement of Mr. Modi's Act East policy. A special court in Mumbai issues non-bailable warrants against diamond traders Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi in PNB loan fraud case. Vietnamese President Tran Dai Quang and Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold bilateral talks, two countries to strengthen cooperation in defense, maritime and energy sectors. U.S. administration defers termination of work visa to spouses of H-1B visa holders till June. And in sports, India goes down 2-3 against Argentina in the opening encounter of Aslan Shah hockey tournament. The BJP today expanded its footprint in the Northeast and stormed into the left bastion of Tripura, registering an impressive performance from zero representation in the previous assembly. The party secured an impressive 35 seats, while its ally Indigenous People's Front of Tripura, IPFT, bagged 8 seats. Together, they got 43 so far, as BJP was leading on one seat. CPIM won 14. Congress failed to open its account in the state. Meghalaya and Nagaland threw up hung assemblies. In Meghalaya, Congress got 21 seats in the 60-member assembly, while National People's Party, NPP, won 19 seats, United Democratic Party, 6, People's Democratic Front, 4, Independents, 3, BJP and Hill State People's Democratic Party, 2 each, NCP and KNAM, 1 each. In Nagaland, BJP and its ally NDPP have jointly secured 29 seats. NDPP bagged 17 seats and BJP 12. However, NPF has emerged as the largest party, winning 27 seats. NPP won 2, JDU and Independent 1 each. Congress drew a blank. In Tripura, BJP State President Biplab Kumar Deb has won Bonmalipur seat, defeating his nearest rival Omal Chakraborty by over 9,500 votes. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Sarkar is leading from Dhanpur. State PWD Minister and CPIM candidate Badal Chaudhary won from Rishimukh seat, beating his nearest BJP rival Ashish Baidya by a margin of over 6,000 votes. CPIM candidate and Agriculture Minister Aghordev Barma has lost in Asharam Bari constituency. He has been defeated by his nearest rival of IPFT candidate Mevar Kumar Jamatia by over nearly 7,000 votes. More from our correspondent.
Poll results show that BJP and its ally IPFT have also grabbed most of the seats from tribal areas. The tribal-dominated areas have so far been regarded as stronghold of the left, more particularly CPIM. Out of 20 ST reserved seats, the BJP alliance has so far won 13 seats. The Congress, which has polled about 45% votes in 2013 elections, has reduced to around 2% votes this time. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
In Meghalaya, Chief Minister Mukul Sangmawar has retained the Ampati seat and won the Sangsak seat also. Another senior Congress leader, Amparin Lingto, has won the East Shillong seat. On the other hand, National People's Party NPP candidates Agatha K. Sangma, Jim M. Sangma, Macmillan Birsat and Gegur Merthong have managed to win. UDP candidate Metpa Lingto won Moirang seat, BJP candidate Sanbor Shulai bagged South Shillong seat by defeating his nearest Congress heavyweight rival Manas Chaudhary. Another senior BJP leader A.L. Heck has been elected from Pinthorum Khara constituency. State Home Minister H.D.R. Lingto lost to HSPDP candidate Samlin Mangnyang by 622 votes in Sauhyong constituency. In Nagaland, Chief Minister and NPF candidate T.R. Zeliang won from Peren seat against NDPP's Eheri Ngadang. NDPP Chief Nephew Ryo was declared elected unopposed from the Northern Angami 2 constituency. Former Nagaland Chief Minister K.L. Trishi, a BJP candidate, lost Atu Izu seat to Pikto of NPF. All the three northeastern states have a 60-member assembly, but polling was held for 59 seats each. Polling to Charilam ST seat in Tripura was postponed till the 12th of this month due to the death of CPIM candidate Ramendra Narayan Dev Barma. In Meghalaya, the election was countermanded in William Nagar in the wake of the killing of NCP candidate Jonathan N. Sangma in an IED blast. Meanwhile, political activities have geared up in Meghalaya. The newly elected legislators of the National People's Party, NPP, are likely to meet tonight in Shillong. NPP sources said the party is ready to talk to like-minded parties to form a government. On the other hand, senior Congress leaders are also in a huddle to decide the future course of action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured people of northeastern states that the government will take development to a new height. Addressing party workers at party headquarters in New Delhi after declaration of poll results in Tripura, Nagaland and Meghalaya, Mr. Modi expressed happiness that the Northeast has today come forward to lead India on the path to development. He said in Vastu Shastra, things are organized keeping the Northeast in mind. Mr. Modi said similarly, the Northeast region will lead the country's developmental journey.
कहते हैं कि जो वास्तु शास्त्र वाले लोग होते हैं वो कहते हैं कि वास्तु शास्त्र के हिसाब से इमारत की रचना जो होती है उसमें जो नॉर्थ ईस्ट का कोना होता है वो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण होता है और इसलिए सारा फोकस वास्तुशास्त्री नॉर्थ ईस्ट को केंद्र में रखते हुए मकान की रचना करते हैं। मतलब कि एक बार नॉर्थ ईस्ट ठीक हो गया पूरी इमारत ठीक हो जाती है.
The Prime Minister said to win or lose in elections are part of democracy and it is the beauty of democratic spirit. He said one must accept one's defeat with a sporting spirit.
लोकतंत्र में जय और पराजय बहुत स्वाभाविक होते हैं और यही तो लोकतंत्र की ब्यूटी है. लेकिन राजनीतिक दलों को विजय को पचाना जितना जरूरी होता है उतना ही पराजय के प्रति स्पोर्ट्समैन स्पिरिट होना भी बहुत आवश्यक होता है. अगर रगों में लोकतंत्र है तो पराजय को भी खेल दिली के साथ स्वीकार किया जा सकता है.
Hitting out at left parties for spreading fear, violence and illusion, Mr. Modi said people of Tripura have given a befitting reply by defeating them through ballots. He said many BJP workers have sacrificed their lives for party's ideology. Mr. Modi said when the opposition parties cannot fight to the face, they stooped down to such a low that in Kerala, West Bengal and Karnataka, over 24 BJP workers were murdered. He asked the parties to accept the people's mandate and not to indulge in vendetta politics. Prime Minister Modi also lauded the Election Commission and security forces for their role in ensuring peaceful polling in these three states. Addressing party workers, BJP President Amit Shah termed the party's victory in the Northeast as a victory of politics of performance and development.
Hamare virodhi kuch bhi bahana kare, ye politics of performance और पॉलिटिक्स ऑफ डेवलपमेंट की विजय है, प्रधानमंत्री की नीतियों की विजय है.
पार्टी लीडर्स एंड यूनियन मिनिस्टर्स राजनाथ सिंह, सुषमा स्वराज, अरुण जेटली, नितिन गडकरी, थावरचंद गहलोत वर प्रेजेंट ऑन द ओकेजन. Earlier, BJP President Amit Shah termed the election results of the three northeastern states as an acceptance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's developmental policy. He said the results are an indication of possible outcomes of upcoming Assembly and 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the victory is the stamp on Mr. Modi's Act East policy.
श्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने शपथ लेने के तुरंत बाद ही एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी को एक्टिव करकर नॉर्थ ईस्ट के अंदर विकास को पहुंचाने की शुरुआत की. मैं मानता हूं कि प्रधानमंत्री जी की नीतियों की ही जीत है और उस पर आज नॉर्थ ईस्ट की ये तीनों राज्यों ने बड़ी मोहर लगाई है.
इंफॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग मिनिस्टर स्मृति ईरानी टर्म्ड द बीजेपीज विक्ट्री इन त्रिपुरा एज अनप्रेसिडेंटेड. In a tweet, Ms. Irani said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's emphasis on development of the Northeast has found resonance with citizens of the region. Meanwhile, CPIM has said it will carefully examine the reasons for the electoral setback in Tripura Assembly elections and take necessary remedial measures. The BJP Parliamentary Board has decided to send central observers to Tripura, Meghalaya and Nagaland to oversee the election of legislative party leaders. Briefing reporters after the Parliamentary Board meeting in New Delhi this evening, party leader and Union Minister JP Nadda said Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari and Joel Oram will be the observers for Tripura. While Union Minister JP Nadda and Party General Secretary Arun Singh have been appointed as observers for Nagaland, Mr. Nadda said Minister of State for Home Kiran Rijiju and Tourism Minister KJ Alphonse will be the party observers for Meghalaya. The Parliamentary Board also passed a resolution saying that the victory in the three states reflects that this is a defeat of violence and the victory of the power of democracy. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. A special court in Mumbai today issued non-bailable warrants against diamond traders Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi in the allegedly over 12,000 crore rupee Punjab National Bank fraud cases. The court, set up under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, issued the non-bailable warrants on applications filed by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, one of the agencies probing the bank fraud cases registered last month. The ED had earlier issued summons to Nirav and Choksi, both key accused in the fraud cases, asking them to appear before the central agency. The agency moved the PMLA court for the issuance of non-bailable warrants against them when they failed to appear before it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India and Vietnam will work together for an open and prosperous Indo-Pacific region where sovereignty and international law are respected and disputes are resolved through dialogue. In his press statement after holding delegation-level talks with President of Vietnam Tran Dai Quang in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said both countries will work for strengthening defense, maritime and energy cooperation. He said Vietnam has played important role under ACT East policy and bilateral trade between the two nations has grown from $6 billion to $10 billion despite global slowdown.
पिछले पांच वर्षों में हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $6 बिलियन से बढ़कर $10 बिलियन से अधिक हो चुका है आज हमने कई सेक्टर्स में अपने ट्रेड एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट संबंधों को और अधिक मजबूत करने पर सहमति व्यक्त की
Recalling his Vietnam visit, Prime Minister said both the countries are committed to further boost their relationship, which goes back 2,000 years. After the talks, India and Vietnam signed three agreements on nuclear energy partnership, agriculture and trade. Vietnam President Tran Dai Quang in his press statement said both the leaders discussed regional security, maritime and cyber security. He said Vietnam is committed to further its ties with India in different areas including energy and connectivity. Vietnam President, who is accompanied by his wife and a big delegation, began his three-day India tour yesterday. The U.S. administration has deferred termination of work authorization for H-4 visa holders till June from the earlier target of February 2018. H-4 visa holders are spouses of H-1B visa holders and received work authorization in 2015 during the Obama administration. It is mostly Indian and Chinese women who benefit from this. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, in a court filing on February the 28th, said that it reviewed the economic impact of terminating work authorization for H-4 visa holders and has postponed the decision on terminating the permit till June. India lost 2-3 to Olympic champions Argentina in the opening match of the 27th Sultan Azlan Shah Cup hockey tournament at Ipoh, Malaysia today. Drag flick star Gonzalo Pellat scored a hat-trick for Argentina while Amit Rohidas converted two penalty corners for India. Indian grapplers bagged two bronze medals on the penultimate day of the Senior Asian Wrestling Championships at Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. The medals came through defending champion Bajrang Punia in men's 65kg freestyle and Vinod Kumar Om Prakash in the men's 70kg freestyle. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP expands its footprint in Northeast, sweeps along with IPFT in left bastion Tripura, while Nagaland and Meghalaya return hung assemblies. PM expresses happiness over Northeast becoming part of country's developmental journey, says today's results have reduced the Congress to a historic low. BJP President Amit Shah describes poll outcomes as an endorsement of Mr. Modi's ACT East policy. A special court in Mumbai issues non-bailable warrants against diamond traders Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi in PNB loan fraud case. Vietnamese President Tran Dai Quang and Prime Minister Modi hold bilateral talks two countries to strengthen cooperation in defense, maritime and energy sectors. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.